Within government, there is law enforcement. Law enforcement, the enforcing of the laws and keeping track of what would be terrorists and enemies of a nation, that's the purpose of law enforcement. But on this program, we have talked with you before that during the days of Barack Obama, that the CIA director, Brennan, actually was a convert to Islam. He's running the CIA. Well, he should be watching out for the interests of our country, but he wasn't. We do know that there were a lot of individuals, Muslim Brotherhood background, that have been inserted into the FBI. That's a lot of the problem that the president is having in Washington today. I want to ask you this specific question. I'm going to give an example here. I want to ask you a question. I have a friend who is a police chief. He was invited to go down to FBI training centers recently. In that setting, they were taught about counterterrorism. Islam was, in fact, a part of it. But in the discussion with him, within that discussion, there was no mention about the Muslim Brotherhood. Sharia, to them, was there was good Sharia and then there's bad Sharia. They effectively, in that setting, did not mention anything about mosques or what's happening there. And they appeared to be dominated heavily by Sunni Muslims. And that what was being said there was that the Sunnis are good guys, the Shias really are the bad guys. My question to you, IQ, is this. With the developing relationship, the United States and Saudi Arabia, and we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia in the next segment, do you perceive that there is a sense of trickery that's occurring, perhaps, where our own law enforcement is believing a lie that some Sharia, some Muslims, meaning Sunni, are okay and can be trusted, and Shia, Iran, basically, are not? They're the bad boys. I see something here at work. Comment on what you perceive to be what I just related here.
What you have now is a leftover from Obama. In 8 years of Obama, he forbade all your intelligence services and law enforcement from ever associating Islam with terror. This is where the tragedy is. You still have the leftovers. And until today, Donald Trump hasn't done anything about it. You should clean everybody who was left over from Obama. All of them should be fired. All of them. And new rules should be instituted. Every person in the government of the United States of America, everybody in law enforcement, everybody in the intelligence community must read and study the Quran. It's got to be mandated. And all they have to do is study only chapters 2 to chapters 9. And they don't need to do anything else.
Well, you know, that's interesting, IQ, that in the beginning part of our country, Thomas Jefferson, when we first engaged Muslim terrorists in the Middle East, the Barbary pirates and others, he came back and actually used taxpayer dollars to actually print the Quran so that the American people could actually read it so that they understood why we had been engaged in that war for so long. And what you're saying is that that ought to be done again, but just take and read the first, what'd you say, the first 9 chapters?
Yes. Tragically, most Americans don't read anything. And I'm not being nasty. I'm telling you the truth. They listen to the news. And the news have been lying to them for 60 years. Not 10 years, 60 years. All you have to do is Google Quran. Don't buy the thing. And read chapters 2 to chapters 9. That's all you need to do. And then you know more about Islam than the Muslims.